Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Lauren?
I found a guy that we all need to go out for a drink with. He's 69 years old. He's a retiree. He just won a Guinness World Record for visiting 120 pubs and ordered drinks in 24 hours. Let me say that again. Within 24 hours, visited 120 pubs and had a drink at each one.
They must have been close by.
Well, I mean, just the fact that you're going to, I don't know if they were full drinks, to be honest, but still 120 in 24 hours.
Wow.
So he was born in Britain. He's lived in Australia for over 40 years. He started his attempt with a drink at the Captain Cook Hotel in Sydney. He walked to 119 more establishments over the course of the following 24 hours, ordering a drink at each stop. Okay, so here's the other thing. That's got to be so expensive. I can't imagine what that was.
Plus, he had to plan which one was open, you know, all night long or all day, and had to organize that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he walked. He might have stumbled a little bit.
Right. Well, so he had people with him because they need witnesses to make sure that he's actually doing this.
How did he not die of alcoholic poisoning?
That's why I'm kind of thinking maybe he took a sip at each one. So again, very expensive for just a few sips. But apparently someone has done this before. The previous record was 99 pubs in 24 hours.
Wow.
What's your story, Kev?
Well, a quick update on Nelly Korda. Remember I did that story yesterday? She's the LPGA golfer. She's trying to make history. She's won her last four events. She's trying to match the all-time consecutive win streak of five, which was last done 20 years ago. And she's in the lead at the Chevron Championship at 7-under through two rounds. This is the first major of the season on the LPGA Tour. But she's a real star, and she's playing well. So we'll see how it goes over the weekend. Second story, I don't know if you talked about this earlier in the week when I was gone, but did you see Quentin Tarantino is no longer planning to make the movie Critic? We had talked about this before.
It was Brad Pitt's the star, and all of a sudden Quentin Tarantino goes, no, I don't like it.
It was Brad Pitt as the lead role. I think even Tom Cruise was rumored to be involved with it. It was all set to be in 1977 about a small-time movie critic who wrote movie reviews for a porn magazine. Apparently, Quentin Tarantino was inspired by some movie critic, and I was excited about it. And I thought they were filming it soon, and all the reports I'm seeing are there, they've scrapped it. He's not doing the movie critic, at least for now.
Yeah, that's wild. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
But this is going to be his final film of his entire career.
It was supposed to be. He wanted to wrap up with 10 films, and I love all of his movies, and we'll see what's next.
Mary, what's your story?
Well, Steve would be proud of me because it's not a really good story. It's not a happy story on a Friday. I looked everywhere for something light, and I could not find anything today. It was just terrible. But, you know, we were talking about allergies and all that stuff. And, you know, we haven't talked about COVID much lately. But I heard that a Dutch man has just had the longest infection of COVID, a record 613 days, this poor guy. And he did pass away at the age of 72.
But he had
all these different variants. He kept getting another variant. And he did have a blood disorder as well. But his variant started in February 2022, and he had 50 mutations of the COVID. And he kept getting the vaccine, too. So, yikes. I thought, wow, this is worse than having allergies.
It's a good light Friday story.
I told you.
Sorry, I didn't have one for Steve. You know?
Well, I had a couple stories earlier, and everybody kept taking them. And then I was going to talk about the Lakeshore Drive, you know.
Were you going to do the Jason Kelce lost ring
Every story that I looked today was related to Taylor Swift or Jason Kelce.
Kelce story is hilarious. The guy jumped into a pool of chili and lost his Super Bowl ring.
What?
I know.
Did he find it?
No.
You would think that there it is. It's a pool. It's got to be in there somewhere. Why would you walk away without having it?
Why don't they drain it?
It's gone. He said he thinks it's all gone. This event that he threw with his brother, everything's cleaned up and thrown out. He thinks it's in a landfill somewhere.
How do you drain chili, Mary?
No, the pool.
It's a pool of chili.
Oh, a pool of chili. I thought it was a pool.
It was in Cincinnati. Their skyline chili.
That was not a smart move. I mean, is Taylor going to write a song about that? Well, Chili story?
It's her future brother-in-law. You know, it's not her actual.
It doesn't matter. It's all they're all related. Yeah.
She could. She'll call it Pool of Chili. That could be her new album
Pool of
name.
Chili.
Pool of Chili.
I'm depressed.
Lauren has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.